So the question is, the question remains on the Rambam, right?
Right. Yeah.
Right. If it says that you see from the Gemara on the contrary, that you do make a bracha, but the bracha is only is niyutz. Yeah. I'm sorry, you seem to be still bothered by that question.
So who does the rabbi see from the Gemara that you make a bracha rishona? The rabbi says you see from the Gemara you make a bracha rishona, but it's just the eights?
Yeah. So the rabbi, well, the main question of the rabbi is lama lo yivarech. So the question is, what's the rabbi's question, lama lo yivarech? Because you don't want to be menayetz Hashem, that's why it's
right.
Yivarech. That's what the rabbi is saying. And the Rush says the same thing. Take a look at the Rush. The Rush on the beginning of on Daf Lamed in the Dape Rush. Ochal Tevel. Kosev Rabbeinu Moshe Zal Shainim Mavarech Olav Lo B'Tzivu Lo B'Sof Arayv Zal Visig Olav Zel Shana. Tochna, he ground it up in Afra, and he baked it there for Shmenachala. Ains in Mavarachal Menayetz. Mashma Shechayel Mavarachal Shev Baruchas Ohniyutz. Okay? So, the question we ask was, what kind of a kasha is that? What kind of kasha is the Rambam? Is the Rive and the Rush asking? What are they asking? They're asking it's only Niyutz. Yeah, that's why you can't do it. Because you can't be Menayetz Hashem. Right? And they sound like they're so secure in their kasha.
Well, that's why I took that first step, because the kasha is so strong, you have to answer that kasha first.
That's right. That's why I have to answer the question.
And he showed that the case, the Rush and the Rambam showed that the case of Gezel is the same as Tevel.
Same thing, yeah. The only thing by Gezel is the Gemara is trying to prove that the Tana that holds Gezel holds that Shina is not Kona.
Okay.
That's why the Rambam doesn't have the case of Gezel, because if he really is toching it, it's Shini, it's Kona B'Shini, so it's
his.
So it's his.
So it's his.
So it's his. So
even the Rambam would hold to make a bracha.
What?
So even the Rambam would hold to make a bracha.
Yeah, that's right. He'd agree in that case. Exactly. He'd agree in that case. So that was where we were. So that was our first question.
Tevel has an Isra on Noah?
You saw the Rambam? The Rambam talks about the Machos, Asuros, Tevel, Maisesheni, Shelo Niftu, all these things.
That's only, would the Rambam agree with something that's actually Basa V'Cholov? Would the Rambam agree you make a bracha there too? But Basa V'Cholov? Only because there's an Isra on Noah.
Oh, you mean we'd make a bracha? Oh, because yeah, he'd probably be able to do it. You mean because the Nisra no? Yeah, but what we
not just Nisra Achil, it's Nisra
no. Right, that's right. That's a good point. That's a good point. It's a Nisra no, but it seems it doesn't matter because you still are Nana.
Right.
He just said it's a virus.
That the Ram says the man is.
Yeah.
But his bracha is in the yutz. What do you mean? That's not a small thing to be in the Benayas Hashem. So it comes out that a chi of bracha forces you into niyutz. That's why the Rambam doesn't agree with that. And the Rambam makes perfect sense.
No, what I meant is outside of the pasuk. There's no problem conceptually with the Ravid.
Outside of the Pasuk.
Outside of the Pasuk.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
There was no Pasuk. And we just wanted to know if there was something that you violate, but you're having on no, should you make a bracha or not? So the Ravid would have a logical position, you're getting hanah. The problem is because of the pasuk.
The problem is because he says it's niyutz. He agrees it's niyutz.
Right.
The pasuk, the gemara, whatever. He agrees it's niyutz. So once he agrees it's niyutz, the question is, how can a chiyuv bracha force you into a state of niyutz? What was strange in the rabbi? Most hold like the Rambam, except the Rush and the Rav agree here. And they agree that it's a powerful akasha, toss with hoa. So we wanted to answer that.
The Rav holds there is niyutz, but it's only by Zeman, right? No.
No, the Rav holds there's niyutz by bracha.
But you have to do it anyway.
But you have to do it anyway.
Right.
And there is no Zeman. For some reason, because it's like Achilles Paris.
Nah.
Okay, so the first step was we wanted to understand what type of person you're dealing with over here.
Okay.
To answer that question.
Yeah, what kind of, what is he, a crazy man? I mean, he's he eats chazer and he wants to make breakfast.
Okay.
Right? So we said that he's not a crazy man, he's like a regular from guy that's Morehet on Gezel, and yet he does other mitzvahs. He takes the Gezel, he gets Tzedakah, he buys Tefillin. So he's Morehet. Right? He's Morehet. So the Ravid and the Rosh are saying very simply that since the guy is Morehet on one thing, why should you, now he's being Mavarach Hashem, because he's thankful that Hashem gave him the ability to have an awe, the opportunity for an awe. So why should you take that away from him, now you're making him a denier of Hashem completely? That's
okay.
Even worse. That's even worse. So just because, well, like the Ramach, we didn't see the Ramach till later, but the Ramach corroborates Asvara. He says just because you do one Avera, there's no reason to do another one. So it's true that he was Gozel, let's say, according to that Tana, or he's eating Trafis, he's Moreheter, and he wants to thank Hashem for his Ano. So why should you take that away from him? Then he's worse off. It's worse than Niyutz. Niyutz is because it lacks in the halachic validity of what he's doing. So the Gemara, the Pasuk, the Gemara are telling you that he thinks he's being very firm here, but he's really being Menaitz. But it would be worse if he wouldn't be Mavarach altogether. Then he's not recognizing God completely. At least this way he's still, but he recognizes that God is the creator of the universe and that he owes him, Sof Kol Sof, he owes him something for recognition for his anah.
Why are we looking at this in terms of the, why does the Gaon want to make the bracha? I mean, it just seems like it's, the Ravid's Paskini is chayav to make a bracha.
Chayav to make a bracha.
It has nothing to do with the inclination of the guy who stole.
No, I'm just bringing it out to show that there could be something worse than what the Gemara calls niyutz. Because if by niyutz you mean he wants to do an act of Menaitz Hashem, that's his motivation, then we would say don't be Mavar.
If what?
If the guy wants just be Menaitz Hashem.
Right.
So then then you can't tell him be Mavar. Because then he's worse than a denier of God. Or he's the same as a denier of God. But the point we're making over here is that he's not a denier of God. He's really just a Morehetter in one thing he fell through. He wants to, if the guy knows that it's Gezel and he knows that he's Pata from the Bracha and he wants to be Menaitz Hashem, then we wouldn't tell him to do it. No, but he's not Mechavim for Niyutz. It is Niyutz.
I know it's not Mechavim, but it is Niyutz.
Yeah, I understand that. It's Niyutz because of his weakness. It's like saying, if you give Tzedakah from Gezel, yeah, that's not really giving stucker. That's really that's niyutz. Meaning that since he's doing a Maisa Avera here, so that the bracha becomes niyutz, but he's being more het on the Maisa Avera. But why should we take him away from God altogether? But if he wants him in niyutz, then there's no such thing. He has no relationship to God. The person just wants him in niyutz Hashem, it means he has no, he's saying, I don't care about God. Then there's no halacha. Then there wouldn't be any halacha for such a guy. The halacha wouldn't apply to such a person. What kind of a person is this? You know what I mean? There's no halacha for such a person. He's outside the realms of halacha if he's in that state of mind. What's the difference? His motive is.
Is he a menach? Okay. But he is a Mennonite.
Yeah, he is.
So if the guy went through the Gemara, he'll know that when he makes this bracha, he's a Mennonite.
Right, but he's not going to think that it applies to him. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that even if you fall through and you do an Avera, because of your taivas, you shouldn't forget God. You still owe God something. Still God helped you to get this taiva.
Then it shouldn't be niyutz.
No, it is. That is niyutz. Because the in the bracha is an Avera, that's why it has a characteristic of niyutz. You're saying Hashem Maritz and Malo, you're recognizing God, and you're denying his halacha.
But in terms of the chiv, they're mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
He's never going to die.
His maisa is not pure anymore. It's not pure bracha anymore. It's not pure shevach. It takes away from the purity of the shevach. That's the rabbit. See, that's why I started that way, because I think there is, in understanding the case, the metzias here. So the question is the Rambam, right? So we wanted to answer the Rambam by saying, because the cheftza is nitfas in the bracha. In other words, the cheftza is a component of the bracha. So if the cheftz is a component of the bracha, so then it cancels out the bracha. Because the cheftz is a dover asa. So it cancels out the bracha. That was our answer. It was a short answer, Shabbos. Right?
Yes.
Somebody said,
according to the other side.
Somebody said, well, you look like you wanted to run away. But what more can I say? Guess what's now?
Joe Lifter said, I don't know if you agree with this, he said that, so what is it, according to the side?
Component of the bracha.
Right. So,
but let me make that clear. In other words, the shevach is about the bracha is about the chafza. Okay, it's a shevach on the chafza. But the chafza itself is not a component of the shevach. There's a difference. Because somebody called me up yesterday and I wanted to know exactly what I meant by that. First, what? Yeah.
Can you say? I mean,
you're gonna have to come out to the conclusion that the cheftz is a component of the bracha. So I don't want to go any further.
I agree. I just want to know.
The cheftz is a component of the bracha. You don't have to say how. That's a different thing. It's going beyond what you have to say. And that the Rav said. I didn't hear about the bracha that was shown from the Rav. But the Rav said that Birchas HaMazon is really a part of the Suda. It's a part of the Suda. So if you say this, so if you say that, so then it doesn't matter, the Cheftz is not extant. And that the Rav said.
But you have to say the Raiva disagrees with that? The Raiva disagrees with that?
I guess you would. I want to think about it more.
Right, I understand.
Right, that's the Mishnah on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. Shechul Ka'achas Chayev Mazamin. So the Gemara asks, what do you need the second Mishnah for? You got the first one. Same thing. You repeat yourself. So the Gemara says, Inami.
Inami, Tihadu Kuna.
Two lines from the bottom.
Talmud Rav Huna Gimel Shabo Midyamal Chaburos in an Rishon Mechalik. So if three guys come from three Chaburos, they're not allowed to separate. Rashi,
yeah.
Gimel Shabo Mishal Chaburos Uktim Esayim Rav Chizda Shabo Midyamal Chaburos Shal Gimel B'nei Adam Bechol Chabur. Right? So there's three guys left from three Chaburos, and each Chabur had three.
So these three guys that left, they're all chayev and zimun from right. Their original chabur.
The amar echad mikol chabur v'nistarfu shlosha l'chabur achas chayevin l'zamin v'in rishon l'chalik shekvar hukvu v'afilu lo achlu elu hashlosha mishen nistarfu yachad shekvar gamru sudasun im harishonim.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
It's Rashi, right? Mm-hmm. Unbelievable Rashi.
So they left the other two guys hanging? The other six guys?
They could get together. If these three could get together, then those six could get together.
Well, you can work it out.
Let's say this four.
That's right.
Get together.
And then they meet together, and then they...
They sit down together.
Yeah.
So then they can't let it break up.
And that's what I'm asking. In other words, there's an Isser?
Yes. Einan Rashayin is an Isser.
And what Isser would that be?
That would be the same Isser. Is not benching Zimun.
Why? Amar Rav Chizda, who shibol migul chavur shal gimel b'nei adam. Amar Rava, v'lo amar ne'el duach timu hanach ve'ezmon alayhu b'zichtayim. Avol Ezmon Olayu B'Dichtayu Parach Zimun Minayu. Rashi. V'lo Amran Elad Lo'akti Mohanach Chaburos She'Pershu Elu Mehen V'Ezmon Olayu Hu. Dehani Kigon Im Hayu Arba B'Chol
Dehani
Kigon Im Hayu Arba B'Chol Chaburo V'Nishar B'Chol Achas Kedei Zimun V'Haparshim Halo Hayu Trichim Latzeis L'Shok Kolom She'Gamru HaChaburos Esudasam.
So what happened?
So you have
consisted of four.
Yeah.
And chaburos shepirshu elamein the remaining guys v'azmin alayu dahani.
Right. So they did zibun before these guys came back.
Right. So there was four in each chabura.
Right.
And what happened? And v'nishar. See, there's a heter. You're allowed to go out to the shuk. If a person has to go out to the shuk, he's allowed to break the zimun. The one very raffinous Rashi. See, if you have some important business, you're allowed to go. Okay, that's the answer to your question why he's not chayef to go back. Okay, but if he sees two other guys there, so then he's chayef.
Yeah, but here.
Okay. So therefore, the guys that went away had to go away before they finished the Suda. But now what happened?
So then
those guys that remained did Zimun. So now the other guys that left can't do Zimun anymore.
Right.
Can't do Zimun oil anymore. Aval Azmin Alaya B'duchtayu.
Dehani. Kigon Ishinitstarfu Eli Mahin Lazimun, Kadamal El, Kornlo Mizamnin Olav, Lubarku Hachaburos, Hachaburos, Ve Elu Lohayusham Ella was it Ad?
That must be
Ad de Navarich, Ubarku, Ve Ach of Hain Bob Navarich, Lo Mizamni de Barach Minayo, Chovazima, Vesulo Hodder Alayo,
Vesulo Hodder Alayo.
So before,
the case?
So before the three guys came, the guys that left came together, their original chaburos already benched, and they heard up until Nevarich and I guess Baruch Shachanu. Right?
They answered. In other words, they answered Baruch Shachanu.
Right, and then so now they can't come back, and all three together. And be Mitzari for Zimun.
Right. It's so confusing. In other words, like this. You have four guys.
What happened to the original?
Four guys. That's why I said it's easier, better to stick with four guys from the beginning. Each chabura is four guys. One out of every chabura leaves.
Okay.
They meet in a certain place and they sit down together. Okay. So they are chayavim lezamein, and they can't be machalik.
Okay? Even though they don't eat anything together.
That's what Rashi says.
Right.
So the chiyuv zimun came before they met outside the shul.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now they sat down together. They're chayav lezamein.
Okay.
But now the Gemara says the Gemara places a condition on it.
Okay.
The Gemara says the condition is that the original guys didn't bench. In other words, the original guys didn't call out to these guys, and when they said Navarsha Chalam Shalom, they didn't call out to these guys. Okay? But if they called out to these guys, that's Osman Olayu, Beduchtayu, in other words, they were far away. But these guys called out to them, and they answered the Baruch Shecham of Tavachinu. Even though they didn't wait till the end of Azan, so they didn't have a Zimun, but it's Parach Zimun Minayu, so they have a Chova Zimun, because they didn't wait to the end, but it's Parach Zimun Minayu, because they answered.
And then they won't be able to bring the star.
And they won't be able to bring the star anymore.
Just because they answered.
It flew away.
Right.
So the question, of course, is Manavshach. If that's a Zimun, so the Yotze.
Right.
Elamai, that's not a Zimun.
Right.
So why can't they be Mizana together now?
Right.
What's the parach? Why did it fly away?
It sounds like a
Kanaf. Is that like? Is it going to be a little Karan Lomazan and a love of Bochra Chaburos? The Elu.
Where are you?
Right there.
Just
before the
Alam.
Oh, yeah, okay, good.
Can I mean a little Karan Lomazan and a love? The Gemara says they can call out them in the Shuk. Bochra Chaburos, the Elu Lohoyusham. Elo at Kedenevar Chaburcho. What is the office of?
Elo at Kedenevar.
Elad Kedei?
Yeah.
Elad Kedei, Nevarech, Baruch Hu Shechon Hoshav Devachayinu. The Achshav, Heim Boim Levarech, Lomazami. Now they can't do it anymore. The Parach Minei Chavazimun. Vesud La'odar Elad, because the Chavazimun fell off of them the moment they answered Baruch Shechon Hoshav. And they weren't Yotzei Zimun. And the Chavazimun is gone now. So that's the question. It's Rabban's question. How is it possible to have such a situation with Manavshach? If they were Yotze with the Baruch, so then it's not Baruch Zimun, they were Yotze Zimun. Elamai, they weren't Yotze Zimun.
So now they should.
So now they should. That's what Ramban says, that Rashi is completely wrong here.
Oh.
Answer, then it means it ties them into this Chabur.
Right.
And they can't go to another Chabur.
But they weren't
Yotze
benching.
But they weren't
Yotze
benching.
That's like strange.
They didn't hear it. Parzimun means because they finished their Zimun. There's no way to do it anymore.
Right.
So why is it that way?
Oh, because once they're mitzvahed to the first Zimun, then they're not available to be mitzvahed to a new Zimun. In other words, once that's Parzimun. Parzimun means that they became part of that group. So
yeah, that's what he's saying. But what made them part of the group?
They answered. The Navari.
They were themselves with this group.
Right, they would start by them responding.
But the response is Kaveya, the Navari Shechal Mishlo, Barshon Shavatrino, is Kaveya themselves with this group. So once they're Kavu in this group, they can't make another group. That's what Rashi is
saying. I think what he means, Barzimun,
right, but they weren't.
But they weren't. So as soon as the Kant finishes their Zimun, they have no choice. Once the Kant says Azan and Sakol, they're finished.
They're finished. What is the Nevarich and the Baruch? The Nevarich and the Baruch is a Kfiyas. It's a Kfiyas. The Chabur is Kfiyas. The Kfiyas of the Chabur. So first you have to have there's two components in Zimun. There's the Kfiyas of the Chabura. And then there's the Shevach. So Nevarech is, let's be kaveh ourselves for the Shevach. So they were kaveh themselves for the shevach. So therefore, if the shevach is realized, they were nikva in that shevach. They were kaveh. In other words, what he holds is trying to expand a little bit. What Rashi holds is, it's not just simply that I say there's such a thing as saying I'm part of this chabur. What do you mean I'm part of this chabur? Why can't you be part of this chabur? You can still bench with another chabur, right? But the answer is that in Birchas HaZimun there's two components. There's the maisa of being kavei yisaf for the shvach ha-shamakom. It's not just shvach ha-shamakom. It requires that you should be kavei yisaf for the shvach. So therefore, the moment they answer, they will kaveh themselves for this shevach that's about to happen. So now they're stuck in this with this group because they will kaveh themselves for the shevach. So Rashi holds that in Birchas HaMazon there's two components. It's not, you can't just give the shevach. This is a big shevach. This shevach requires that before you give the shevach, it requires an introduction of being kaveh yourselves together for the shevach. That's, you know, but
it's split the two.
Yes, because that's what you're saying. Nevarach shechom shlo. What is?
What are the two elements?
Two elements. And one is that we're being kaveya ourselves for the shevach.
Okay.
And then the shevach.
When are we kaveya ourselves for the shevach?
Nevarach.
Okay. What's the kfiyas that happens when we start our meal together?
Right. That's
awesome. What?
According to Rashi, we all start our meal together.
Right.
What kind of kfiyas is that?
That's a kfiyas. That's machayev.
Right.
But in the Shevach itself, you can't just say, go to the Shevach right away.
No, but if we start a meal together, Zemer Shem Mechala, we can't split up.
No, you can't split up.
So, does Nevarach and Baruch Hu still have the same function?
Yes.
Even though we couldn't split up?
That's right, it doesn't matter. Because it's the Derech Kavod of the Bracha. In other words,
the Derech Kavod of the Shevach.
Of the Shevach.
That we demonstrate is going to be this way.
We're getting ready for it, right. That's right.
It's preparation.
There's preparation now. There's kviyas for the shevach, and then comes the shevach. That in the shevach itself, there's a compound. It's really a compound element. So the moment you kaveh yourself, now that's it. You will kaveh yourself for that forthcoming shevach, and they were meshabeach. They did go to Lazan Zakal. So therefore, it's parach zimun minayo. Okay. Halacha. Halacha is kishem Hashem ekra havu godo elokeinu. So the halacha is that even that really a chayav in Birchas HaMazon, but Birchas HaMazon can be raised to a level of kishem Hashem ekra. So it's performed on two levels. So the higher level is just hosaf hashem. So before you Mosef Shevach, you have to have a matir. And the matir is that you're kaveh yourself for the Shevach. You can't just be Mosef Shevach. Halal is not Mosef Shevach. Halal is a Shevach. But over here, Birchas HaMazon is always the Shevach you require. But you want to be Mosef Shevach in through Zimun. Kishem HaShem Ekra. So that's a higher level. So in order to engage in that higher level, you need a preamble. You need a... You need to say we're being kaveh yourself, derech kavod.
And tefillah b'tzibur?
Tefillah b'tzibur is just one thing. There's not.
You're not. It's Mosef Shevach because it's b'tzibur.
No, you're not Mosef. There's no bigger Shevach because it's b'tzibur.
It's different.
It's the same. Forming the whole mitzvah on a higher plane.
That's
and the reason is because it has to do with the fact that you're the chalta v'savota. It has to do with your sviya, your saveya. So you chayav shevach to l'makom because he created you in a way that he supplied you with the sviya. So it's a different thing completely.
Amarava na minola. Disna mita shenignava chetzio o shavta chetzio o shachokuha achen o shufin tahora. So if you have a mita that I guess was tameh, right? mita, right? Tameya shenigneva chetzi, right? So it's a mita that was tamein, half it was stolen, half it was destroyed or whatever.
Right.
So then it becomes tahar. Hechzi ruha. So let's say they bring it back together. Mikabel's tuma mikan mikan ol haba mikan ol haba in lemafrei lo. Alma kevan de palgua parach lo tuma mina hachna mikem de ezman olayu parach zima minayu.
Great correlation there.
Rashi, Alma came to Palgua, Paka Shemita Mina, Vishem Tuma. Afagav de Hadar Hadruha.
Even though I put it back together, it's still not coming.
Vaharihimita Lohadra Tumasa. Achinami came on the Paka Shem Shlosha Minaihu, Behefredam, Vishem Zimo, Naideshizim de Harishonam Alayam. Afagav de Hadri Lechlal Shem Shlosha. Lo hadri lechlal zimun, aval kilo asmon lo pakachov azima mehan af lefnei predasam.
Rami,
achanah mikiv b'mashen shloshim minayu bipardam v'shem zimun adei shezino rishonim. I don't know if the Hajri Lechal Shem Shlosha, even though they get together again, the Hajri Lechal Zimun. Avokilo Azman, Vopokachol Azimun, Af Lefnei Predasim. Right, okay. So Rashi's saying it's an exact analogy to there. Why? Because you have the meat of that stomach, and now you break it in half. So the mita becomes tar. Even if you reconstruct it, it'll still be tar unless it's makabel tumah again. Okay. So you don't say that when the condition is lacking, it's temporary. It's tar. But now when you put it back together again, it's chazal tamasa, because now it's the way it was before. So here also we don't say once it's paral zima minayu. And that, because there's no shlosha, right? Because there's no shlosha, so we don't say when they meet again and make another shlosha that the chovas
comes back.
Zimun comes back. That's Rashi. Yuchtayu. So for this, you can't be a spot to me. Then how is it possible where they didn't eat together? And they get together and they could be mizamin.
I mean, that right, seems, no, we left that problem. You know,
we left
problem.
That problem. I think that's the biggest problem in Rashi, frankly. That the, in other words, there's no tziruf. There's no tziruf here between them.
Seems like it's transferable.
Shit. So they, in fact, did not accomplish it.
That's correct, but you never think
so
of
the one. So why not go settle my friend? Now that they have three, so they could do it again over here.
Because what we're saying is that when they don't
function anymore, it has nothing to do with this group or that group, because we don't care which group. Group isn't nitfas. It's not okay. This group. It's I'm kavua for this shevach. I'm being kavay myself for shevach.
Yeah.
But now my shevach wasn't actualized, so why can't I be rikaveya? That's the problem.
Okay, so what, if he answered the varech, why can't he do it with another group of three?
Right.
Okay, why?
What?
He's asking, what's the answer to that?
What's the answer to that question?
Why can't do it with another group?
Mm-hmm.
Because
I thought we were saying because the varach means
means that because he was kaveh himself, even though he didn't fulfill the chiyuv, you can't re-kaveh yourself because you already started the process.
Okay, when you say kaveh yourself for a type of shevach?
For this shevach.
When you say this Shabbat, what do you mean?
This forthcoming Shabbat that's going to happen right here.
Okay, so what do I have to do with them? Let me do it with somebody else.
No, well, you convey yourself with this Shabbat. You were master of the Shabbat. So now even though you didn't fulfill it, you can't start over again. Because once you started the Haskalah, That's it. Now, even though there's no kiyum, but once you start aschola, just because you don't have the kiyum, you can't bring back the aschola. That's what Rashi's saying.
Oh, okay. You can't bring back the aschola. I started a particular type of shevach, and the shevach's over.
No, but I wasn't.
It's impossible. Of course I was. You told me I was part of the aschola shevach.
Aschola.
Okay, and I missed
the aschola.
The shevach that I was attached to is over.
But that's correct.
I started with one. I can't have another one. It's just an impossibility for me to have another one because I started this one. And this one's over. Can't bring it back. That's the past.
Okay.
But by the bed, it's not because I can't bring the pieces back together or something's over. It's an idea that once we remove the shame bed, the resulting new one is not going to continue with the same qualities that the old one had.
The new shlosha, you can't bring back.
I only started my aschola somewhere else. It's an impossibility.
The aschola was never realized.
Well, it wasn't nigmar. It started.
It was naturalized.
Correct.
So why can't I bring it back now?
Because we're saying that when I started, it fixed me to a. I started a particular shevach that I must complete.